I've been fucking hoes and popping pillies, man, I feel just like a rock star. All my brothers got that gas and they always...
Introducing the Lead Bible. Here we go. You can find the link for this right below this video. The Lead Bible came up from, you know, the same way that we're swiping VSLs. Suddenly you realize you have to start making a ton of short variations of leads. The Lead Bible is simply that. One day I realized, hey, I need to go spy on all the biggest leads on the internet. And I went around and just started collecting. Back in 2020, I started gathering all the biggest leads I could find and organizing them into one big document. And as I was doing this, right, because leads are important to make your VSLs last forever. Maybe not forever, but for years. A lot of the biggest VSLs run for years and years and years. And they do that by changing out the beginning of the leads. To make your VSLs really crank, you have to keep testing new leads, keep coming up with new leads. And just like VSLs, the best way to come up with new lead ideas is to spy on other winning lead ideas and then reverse engineer them, break them down into chunks, and then start making your own leads following their own top of the Mount Everest formula. Now, one, I recommend going on AdSpy and spying on what's really working today. But two, this has been a Bible that I have been using for years, right? This is the Lead Bible, right? So when there's three things I want to break down. I want to break down the six different types of leads that we've discovered. I want to talk about this brainstorming ideas to show you how to brainstorm new leads and come up with some ideas. And then I'm just going to show you a couple examples. And then there's also quiz leads. So if you're doing like a VShred quiz funnel, there's a couple leads at the very bottom of this that you can find. Top quiz funnel ads. You just click down here. It scrolls to the bottom. These are all lead ads that we're going to take this quiz to discover your type. And then each different one is a different, each different answer is a different VSL in itself, similar to how VShred kind of did it. So as I began to organize and study all the biggest leads in the industry, I realized there's really just six different ways you can start a VSL, right? You could start a lead. There are value leads. So these are things that incredible ways to help your products, prospects solve the problem, but it's not as good as the real way, right? This is a good example of being like lemons can help you lose weight, but it's not as good as fixing your leaky gut, right? Or something like that. There's fear leads, which is a big mistake that people are making that are causing problems. There's stories. So you can lead with like, this guy was the Helen Hansel when any competition she took part in, it's like an amazing story, something like that, a really quick, short one. There's a nightmare comparison lead, which is like, there's a nightmare that's kind of happening and it's very similar to this night kind of nightmare. There are dream comparison leads, which is these people have a magic secret to solve their problems, and so do we. And then there are important question leads, like what's the deal with this? Is this the real problem? Another one is like the whole, why are some people blessed by luck and other people not blessed by luck, right? Solid questions. All of them work really, really big. And this was really created. You can see all of these inside here. I've broken down into question leads, comparison leads, story leads, fear leads, value leads, and you just literally rewrite them, right? That's the whole kind of secret of the game here. Avocados are best. This is why they're best. They can help you lose weight. Don't eat tomatoes. They're really bad for you, but there's something more important. So it's like in this lead, it's literally just like, this is really good for you. This is really bad for you, but there's actually something even more important you need to know about. Like that's the lead for this specific one. And there's so many angles you can do with that on its own. So just rewriting these are solid ways. And this has 100,000 likes. I mean, all of these were monster campaigns. So I put together this tool called the Brainstorming Ideas Tool. Five effective ways that you can brainstorm different ideas for your own product, right? So I'm going to give you an example of how we kind of do this. So value leads, right? So first thing is you're answering this question. What are positive things that help your client achieve benefit, right? If this was skincare, this would be look 10 years younger. I'm going to go achieve benefit. I'm going to put that there, right? So let's say you just Google around, right? I like to search on YouTube. So if we were doing skincare, I would go on YouTube and I would go remove wrinkles, right? So I'm just going to type in remove wrinkles into YouTube. And then I'm going to filter by, you know, most viewed videos ever. I'm going to view by view count so I know what the best videos ever in the planet are. So here's some ways to remove wrinkles, right? Rice. There's something with rice. So I would go in here and be like, something with rice, W-R-I-C-E. Yeah, something with rice, that's interesting, right? There's a little bowl of weirdness, right? YouTube is the best for thumbnails. Look at these thumbnails. For angles, there's something about Japanese. Japanese is interesting. Japanese secrets, right? Japanese secrets. And this is all generating ideas, right? Same thing with positive things. What are the worst things you can do for your skin? Let's go back into YouTube and type in worst things for skincare. Here are the three worst things you can do for your skin.
These are three of the worst things that you can
this
do
for your skin. This guy already did it for
Number
you.
Number three is drinking too much soda pop.
Sure. Drinking soda pop is too much, right? So I'm getting content drinking soda pop, right? Japanese rice is one of the best things you can do for your skin. Drinking soda pop, one of the worst things because it causes you to break down. But there's something even more important you need to know about. Boom, there's a lead right there. So you just kind of go down all these different pieces. You start brainstorming and you just start coming up with all sorts of ideas. And then you have all these amazing topics for you to make leads on. Story leads, what's the summary of the whole video? If you were to summarize this video in 1 minute, what would you say? Benefit leads, what are the main benefits of the product? Comparison leads, what are two popular remedies for removing wrinkles that don't actually work? So what is like a popular thing that doesn't actually kind of work? Another way is like, who is a part of society that has the best results ever in this niche? Like weight loss people, like using the blue zone people who don't get sick. And we use this tribe out of the Hanza tribe who are really young, even though they look young, even though as they get older. And it's because they have this secret. Like we literally wrote an angle that was like, this tribe looks super young because they have this secret for looking younger. We don't know what it is, but this other dermatologist actually has another secret for looking younger. Here's what hers is. Like that crushed. And then a final thing you can do is answers the public, right, for questions. Because a lot of people have questions regarding everything, and you can go in and see what questions people actually have and what people really want to know. But a really good question is like, why do some people get bad results? Why other people get great results? Like that's like, except more clarity on it. So this is a good tool you can use to generate topics for you to brainstorm on. These are typically the biggest one, fear leads and value leads. And then questions, I mean, just go hard with all of them. And they're really solid ways to come up with ideas. That's the lead Bible. You know, I recommend for you to make your own Bible, but this is a tool for you to like use and find topics, find different ways you can start your VSLs. And then when you're in here, right? Let's say I found that like the white Japanese rice. Man, let me tell you something. White Japanese rice is a game changer. When I first heard about this skincare secret, I laughed. Then I looked at the studies. When you usually think of white rice or maybe a small bowl of rice, but every part of white rice has important skincare nutrients, even on the outer layer, right? Studies show that fucking rice helps with skincare. To do this, just dump a bunch of rice in a bowl, you know, heat it up, blah, 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 and suddenly your skin will start to look amazing. La-di-da-di-da. Because it adds all these sort of nutrients to your skin. But the most problem is you really can't get as much nutrients as you need inside of your skin. That's why I made this video to explain to you an even better way. Like that was a shitty on-the-spot lead, but that's basically what we're talking about. You just follow the road here, right? Let's do another one. We already did shopping. The right way to eat right rice. White rice is one of America's favorite foods, right? In fact, people eat X amount of white rice. But is white rice actually good for us? Is actually good for us, helping us look younger? White rice is rich in all these different things, which means it can cause serious benefits to your skin. But unfortunately, a lot of these benefits can be canceled out if you put milk inside of the rice, blah, 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 blah. This stuff causes XYZ and causes lower collagen production. I made a video to help explain it all. You know, it's just like, that's the whole thing. Most people aren't doing this right. So you just like lead into the VSL, different ways you can kind of lead it. So these are really solid ways for you to create your own VSLs. Get out there, use the lead Bible. It's a valuable tool for you. This thing is long. You know, all of these are bangers, right? What's really inside, what did you say? What's really inside soda pop, right? This food isn't good for your skin. While it includes some good things, this sugar will cause your skin to get all fucked up and make you look super old as you get older, right? That's why I made this video to explain to you how you can get nutrients in your body that can make your skin look younger. Click now to pay attention, right? For whatever, right? But I'm just modeling these things all the time. You know, this is why I threw my soda pop in the trash. Stay away from soda pop. It's actually full of sugar and it contains sugar, which messes up your skin. Just making shit up here, right? But that's it. Here's story examples. Here's more story examples. Nightmare comparison. This is a sauce in Italy. Here's one in America. This is rice in Italy. This is rice in America. What's the difference? One of them creates all this sugar, which is fucking up your skin and making you look older. Kind of just ideas there. So it's a long thing. And finally, at the very bottom, if you want to do quizzes, we have a bunch of the biggest quiz leads that you can find online. Because quizzes, you have to do lead, and then you have to inspire them to take the quiz on another page, and then you have a VSL on another page. So you can have a bunch of variations to write leads for quizzes right here. You can see this at the bottom. It's the quiz lead. So that's it, the lead Bible. See you guys later.